Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Lauren Robinson.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Alex Azarm, he's producing. I'll be with you until 2 a.m. and got a guest for you at about 1:15 a.m. Andy Vasquez from the Bergen Record covers the Jets. We'll talk about, I mean, it's hard to say a debacle when the Jets, the Giants, any loss at this point, both teams are, so atrocious. But the Jets had shown a pulse for a few weeks in a row, had shown that, you know, Aaron Glenn talking about this team and the culture and what he was trying to build. And if you're buying that and believing that, and there were signs of it, today was not that. And you can tell me, well, the starting quarterback had a groin injury and left the game. The Jets, this was more about the defense not showing up. Total no-show. The run defense. Complete no-show. Embarrassing. And this was not a situation where you're playing, you know, the best team in the league. This is not a situation where they got run over and we want to say, all right, this is an elite team that they were playing. This is a team, the Miami Dolphins, is supposed to be a rival, but where they already fired their GM. Their head coach is on the hot seat. We were thinking he was going to be fired. Maybe not. And they thoroughly outclassed the New York Jets. So we're going to get into that. We got time to dissect that further. Here are your topics to call in on. You ready? There's a lot tonight. Number one, Donnie Baseball. If you're a Yankee fan, you've probably been ticked off about this for years. Well, you have another opportunity to be ticked off. Fresh wound here. This used to be the Veterans Committee voting in, you know, the NFL Hall of Fame. Now it's the Eras Committee, whatever it is. But it's essentially that. voting for players of another, you know, past era potentially, and Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, an opportunity, one of the players that got voted on, Carlos Delgado was voted on, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, all of them potentially could have been voted into the Hall of Fame, but none of them did get voted into the Hall of Fame. Instead, Jeff Kent got voted in. That's it, Jeff Kent. And if I say to you, if you were alive and paying attention and watching baseball during any of this time, if I said to you names like, you know, Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent, Carlos Delgado, Don Mattingly, who are the Hall of Famers? I don't think Kent was the first one you'd be saying. Certainly not the only one. Anyway, 888-808-1019 on that one. Brian Cashman. So we got the hot stove is supposed to be heating up because it's the winter meetings. And the winter meetings, all the general managers, presidents of baseball operations, everybody gathering together in Orlando, Florida over the next couple of days. And the winter meetings, the agents there, the winter meetings typically a time when the first of some of these big free agents get signed. And we know the Mets obviously already made a move and signed Devin Williams, but this is the time when, think about it, last year this time, this is Mets, you know, and Juan Soto playing Let's Make a Deal. So it's this sort of timing that you would expect a Kyle Tucker to sign a deal, or a you know, maybe it's Kyle Schwarber signs a deal. Maybe it's one of the pitchers, starting pitchers, signs a deal. Something like that. Especially also, we're hearing about a lot of trades too. Nationals potentially trading starting pitcher Mackenzie Gore. There's a lot of things flying around. And it's also a time then when some of the general managers, presidents of baseball operations and down there are speaking. Brian Cashman making it sound like that he's got some money to spend, but he doesn't sound that convincing. And you get other media types, Jack Curry, Michael Kay, and others who cover the Yankees on a day-to-day basis, kind of sounding like there's a tight budget here and not a lot of money to spend. So who do you believe? And Mets fans, look, we know there's money to spend. Uncle Steve Cohen, we know there's money to spend for the Mets. So what is one move you want the Mets to make in the next day or two at the winter meetings? That's your question to call in on. 888-808-1019. You want to call in also if you're a Knicks fan. Knicks with a good, tidy win. Beat the Orlando Magic. That's been a tough team for them. Very good defensive team for them. It was a low-scoring game. Injury to Franz Wagner during this game. Cat sat out for the Knicks. Some interesting things. Are we seeing the emergence of Ariel Hakpordi, young player for the Knicks? And all of this setting the table for this NBA Cup quarterfinals matchup. Knicks at Toronto coming up on Tuesday in a couple days. So all of that interesting. And we're starting to see some of this, the difference between a Mike Brown, a Tom Thibodeau, and some of this starting to shake out a little bit. So you can call in on that all coming up. The Giants on a bye week, by the way, sitting around on their you know, butts this week, enjoying some time off. And lo and behold, with some other losses, the Giants end up currently in the number one overall draft pick. Tankathon working in the Giants' favor. Now, I expect the Giants, I mean, the upcoming schedule, the Raiders are god-awful. The Commanders just lost Jaden Daniels again. He got re-injured. So it's hard to think that the Giants will lose out. But they are sitting there in that first draft, number one overall spot. And boy, that would be delicious if you're a Giants fan. I understand you want Jackson Dart maybe to get a couple wins and feel good about things. But if the Giants ended up with that first overall draft pick, or even if it was something where it's, call it Raiders first, Giants second, and Raiders are taking a quarterback, and if you want, if you're another quarterback needy team and you like somebody and you want to trade up to number two overall, the Giants potentially sitting in that hot seat, able to trade down, all of that could look good. Anyway, we'll see. Joe Shane, question for you on this. Did Giants general manager Joe Shane on the bye week gives his sort of annual bye week State of the Union on the Giants? And I don't know how you all felt, but if you watched it, it reminded me of the famous, infamous Joe Judge press conference, that post-game press conference at the end of the season when he sealed his fate about being fired, when he rambled on and just seemed like Joe Judge at that time, a head coach who really had kind of run out of answers and expected to be fired. Joe Shane, this week with that State of the Union by presser, to me, seemed like he had no answers. Did he look like a guy with solutions to you? And so who's in charge right now for the New York Giants making these decisions? And did Joe Shane seal the deal on, you know, are the Giants potentially moving on? So we've got all of those things in play. I will start with, though, the New York Jets, who played a game on Sunday and lost a game on Sunday and got eliminated officially from playoff contention for, this is now 15 years in a row. 15 years and counting, and the Jets, once again, not going to be in the playoffs. And we knew that. And we knew that was coming. And even if the Jets had lost on Sunday, it wasn't just that they lost. You know, sometimes we look at the score here, and it says 34-10. And sometimes we say, well, it was 34-10, but it was closer than that. Well, no, this wasn't. 34-10 sounds about right for this football game. The Jets were not in this football game, and we got our first look at third-string quarterback, now backup quarterback, Brady Cook, the rookie. And look, he accounted himself fine, but this game was over even when Tyrod Taylor was playing. Jets, let me throw some first-half stats at you. You got your end-game stats. But the Jets, and under Brady Cook, pad it a little bit so it doesn't look so bad. First half stats. Tyrod Taylor, 1 for 4 for 6 yards. He was 1 for 4 for 6 yards in the first half with an interception. Brady Cook in the first half. I don't blame him. But 2 for 9 for 16 yards plus an interception. So the Jets with 22 yards passing in the first half and 2 interceptions.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And a whopping total 3 for 10. That's 30%. Fantastic. Meanwhile, Devon Achane ran the ball 7 times for 92 yards and a touchdown before limping off in the second quarter. The Dolphins ran the ball 19 times for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns. That was just in the first half. Breece Hall, 8 carries, 29 yards, no targets. Adonai Mitchell, sensation that we have. I'm not losing optimism for Adonai Mitchell, but first half, 2 targets, no catches. Mason Taylor, first half, a couple drops, 2 catches, 12 yards. And meanwhile, Greg Dulcich, yes, the guy the Giants cut after a great training camp and terrific chemistry with Jackson Dart, and the Giants had no use for him. Greg Dulcich, who really, you can call him a tight end, he's really just a big wide receiver, but whatever, leads the Dolphins in receiving in the first half with 3 catches for 41 yards. How about first downs in the first half? Dolphins, 14 first downs, Jets, 2. 14-2. Total yards, 246-47. A difference of about 200 yards of offense in the first half. Red zone, Dolphins 3-for-3, Jets 0-for-1. Time of possession, almost 2-to-1, 19:29 to 10:31. Basically, about 20 minutes to 10 minutes. There was nothing in that first half. Now, credit to Aaron Glenn, I'll say this. He said, quote, "I did not have these guys ready to play." He's right. He did not have these guys ready to play. That was pitiful. He blamed himself and he blamed everybody, and he's right about all of that. And then you had, on top of that, Jamie and Sherwood, Jets defensive leader, defensive signal caller, captain, when he was asked about the head coach, Aaron Glenn, taking responsibility for the loss, he, you know, trying to stick up for his head coach, talked about that's what leaders, tend to do, blah, 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 went on to say, "We had a great week of practice." He gave us the keys to the victory. We had a great week of practice. He set us up in the right formations. What? How could you possibly have been set up in the right formations if you got embarrassed by this pathetic run defense? And I don't really care. If I were a Jets fan, I don't want to hear how great your week of practice was if it leads to that atrocity. Utter embarrassment. Total no-show by the Jets. And if you're Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, how about at some point making more adjustments, doing something? Like, watch the field. If they're embarrassing you that badly, but you know what? Maybe, I don't know, maybe they could have put 9 men in the box and it wouldn't have worked. They wouldn't have stopped the run. And very telling, Aaron Glenn gets asked after the game, "Is this about personnel? Do you have the right talent on this team?" Now, look, he smirks and looks at the reporter and says, like, basically says, "Next question." Like, "I'm not going to answer that. Next question." And I don't blame him, because what head coach, the face sort of said a combination of, to the reporter asking, Are you kidding me? Like, are you an idiot? Of course I can't answer that question. But at the same time, he was caught a little off guard, and there was like a moment of truth serum where he smirks and he's thinking, well, like, of course we don't have enough talent on this team, but I can't say it to these guys. I don't want them to quit with a few weeks left in the season, and not all of them. Some of them are going to be back next year. But, so it is about the talent, and they've got to upgrade that. But it is also, if you're Aaron Glenn and your own job is on the line, you're not on the hot seat yet. But you have to improve this football team. I don't know how you can watch what Steve Wilks is defensive coordinator. You might like him a lot, but watch what he's doing and have confidence there. Terrible job. Embarrassing. This is supposed to be a rivalry game for the Jets. Supposed to be a rivalry game. Quincy Williams, when asked about it, said after the game, it's disappointing because we knew what they were going to do. So that actually is okay coaching in a sense. We knew what they were going to do. Knew they were going to run all over us. But obviously they didn't stop it. Just a pathetic job by the Jets. And then it leads to questions, Jets fans. So you're watching college football this weekend and you see Indiana pulled the upset over Ohio State, and Fernando Mendoza, more than likely, with that performance, probably sews up the Heisman Trophy, probably ends up as the top quarterback taken in this draft. And how interested are the Jets in them? As a Jets fan, do you want that? You're going to have to trade up to get that and or hope that the number one overall pick does not end up with a team. You know, if it is a team like, call it the Raiders, that end up with a top pick, well, then they're going to take quarterback. But if it's if the number one, you know, right now on Tankathon, it is the Giants with the top pick. I don't think they'll stay there. I think teams like the Raiders are worse. And the Giants will probably beat them head-to-head. We'll see. Tennessee still has a chance, and obviously they have a quarterback. So if any of those teams, Giants or Tennessee, end up in that number one spot, there's somebody to trade up with. Do you want to trade up for that number one overall pick and potentially get a Fernando Mendoza? And then watching what happened with Tyrod Taylor today, he tweaks his groin and comes out of the game. Do you want him back as a backup quarterback mentor to a rookie quarterback next season? Or a bridge quarterback if you decide not to go with a rookie and now you got to have a veteran out there? Do you want Tyrod Taylor? In so many ways, he's ideal for that type of role. You can win games with him. You can develop other players with him. There's a lot to like. He is well-liked and respected by teammates. Great competitor. But getting hurt, what we saw today, the groin pull, something like that happening to Tyrod Taylor is not surprising. He's, what, I think 36 years old, and at this point he is an injury-prone quarterback. So you have to be expecting that these sort of things are going to happen. Less than ideal. All right, 888-808-1019. We've got James and Brian and Fred and Dominic on hold, or you can hit me up on Twitter at LRubensonWFAN. That's the Twitter handle on X there. I will read those comments as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.